Unit 11. Promotion and Marketing in Tourism. Listening 1. Holiday Advertisements. Conversation 1.
Hello? Can I help you?
Yes. I saw your advertisement in the World Wildlife magazine, and I'm interested in getting some more information.
Right. That was our safari holiday, wasn't it?
Yes, the rhino one.
OK. What would you like to know? I'll send you a brochure, of course, but I can give you some information now as well.
Thanks. Where exactly does the tour go?
It's in the northeast of India, mainly in the eastern Himalayas, which, as you can imagine, provides some particularly spectacular scenery. But the tour also visits Delhi, Agra and Calcutta.
And what about accommodation? The ad mentions first-class hotels. Are the facilities really that good?
Well, you've got to remember that this region has only recently been open to tourism. So if you're looking for an endless succession of five-star hotels, then you're going to be disappointed. But all the hotels we use are clean and comfortable, and you'll find that any small lack of amenities is more than made up for by the beauty of the surroundings.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm not after luxury.
Well, in fact, a lot of the places we stay at are quite luxurious. The Wild Grass Lodge in the middle of the Kaziranga National Park, for example, where we stay for 3 nights for the main rhino and elephant safari, is very charming.
Sounds good. Now, the advert said it's an 18-day tour. Is that the only tour you offer?
That's our only In Search of Rhino tour. But we do many other tours to different parts of India. And we can also arrange independent tours and help you with different itineraries, which could include many of the places on the rhino tour. You'll see it all in the brochure. Just get back to us if you want to arrange something a bit different.
Great. Just a couple more questions, if you don't mind.
Sure. That's what we're here for.
I know we hope to see rhino and elephants. What other things will we see?
Well, with luck, you'll see wild buffalo, deer, monkeys and gibbon, and possibly a tiger or two. There's also some beautiful exotic plants, orchids in particular. And, of course, there are man-made places, the Taj Mahal, temples, Buddhist monasteries, and so on. But I think the thing that impresses most of our clients is the amazing beauty of the Himalayas. There's nothing like it.
What happens about meals?
For most of the tour, we include room and breakfast only, so that you get a chance to use local restaurants. They're very cheap in any case. But in some more remote places, such as the Kaziranga National Park, we include full board. You'll see the details in the brochure and price list.
Good. Well, thanks. You've been very helpful. Could you send me that brochure?
Certainly. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Jane Sheringham.
Conversation 2.
Hello, Peter speaking. Can I help you?
Yeah, I saw your ad in the paper and I wanted to find out a little bit more.
Certainly. I can send you a copy of our latest brochure.
That would be great. Can I just ask a few things first, though?
Of course.
On the Antarctica trip, whereabouts do we go? Presumably we don't actually get to the South Pole.
No, you don't. You start in Buenos Aires and then you fly south across Patagonia to Tierra del Fuego, where you set sail for the Antarctic Peninsula. You stay mainly on the coastal areas, where most of the interesting wildlife is.
And accommodation is on a ship most of the time?
Yes. You're in hotels for the first 2 nights, and then again for the last night. But the rest of the time, you're on board the expedition ship.
What are facilities like there?
Very good. Comfortable, fully furnished cabins, all with outside views. The ship has a dining room with waiter service. Most meals are included, by the way. There's a library and laboratory, a heated plunge pool, and a sauna.
I see. Sounds great. I wasn't quite sure how long the trip was.
We've got two different itineraries, 14 days or 16 days. The 16-day includes 2 extra days on the Antarctic Peninsula.
Right. So what can I expect to see on the trip, apart from snow and ice, that is?
You'll certainly see a lot of that. And it's beautiful, especially some of the glaciers. Mainly it'll be penguin and seal colonies, but you'll also see whales. And, of course, you may even catch a glimpse of the rarest Antarctic species of all, the human being.
Oh!
We visit a research station and an abandoned whaling station.
Well, thanks. Can I give you my name and address for the brochure?
Conversation 3.
Hello, Maureen O'Connor speaking.
Hello, my name's Linda Lloyd. I saw your advertisement in the local paper and I'm very interested to find out more and maybe come along on the trip.
Good. Well, the first question is, have you ever done any walking like this before? It's very arduous, you know.
I'm a very keen walker and I've been on similar extended trips before. I've never done anything this long, but I've always been fascinated by the Camino de Santiago.
Yes, it's a wonderful pilgrimage. I did one of the shorter routes 2 years ago, and some of the scenery is breathtaking. I'll never forget the Pyrenees and the view from the Val Carlos Pass. But of course, the most wonderful thing is when you arrive at Santiago and go to the cathedral.
It must be a great feeling.
It is. Anyway, I'm holding a preliminary meeting next week. Would you like to come?
Yes, I would.
Is there anything you'd like to know before then? I can give you some leaflets and books at the meeting.
Oh, that would be great. There are just a couple of things. What happens about accommodation?
There are refugios along the way which are free for the pilgrims. But they're very basic and really just provide a bed and not much else. They tend to be in places like church halls. Often they don't have showers or anything. We'll stay in those a lot of the time. But we'll also stop at the occasional B&B or inn. Maybe even a hotel from time to time. It's a very long trip, after all.
Yes, I was going to ask about that. The ad says April to late July. Will it really take that long?
It depends. It'll probably take about 3 months in all, allowing for rest stops. The aim is to get to Santiago for the fiesta towards the end of July. It's a great sight.
Mm. Okay, I think that's all I need to know now. I'd love to come to the meeting. Where is it?
I'll give you the address. Have you got a pen?